Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. It is January 11th, and this is Kevin Parr with Rated Parr Reviews, and here is your movie news rundown for the day. For years, fans of the Marvel MCU have been yelling, clamoring, wanting a Black Widow spinoff ever since she made her first appearance in Iron Man 2. And it looks like, guys, we are finally getting our wish. Marvel Studios has added writer Jack Schaefer to the Black Widow standalone film that recently was announced that they were going to start developing. And it looks like it has now taken the next step. They have added this writer who's a bit of an up-and-comer. Schaefer is an up-and-coming scribe who broke out with her Blacklist script, The Shower, a comedy about an alien invasion during a baby shower, which caught the eye of Anne Hathaway, who quickly attached herself to star in the pic. And Anne Hathaway was actually so impressed with her work that she soon tapped Schaefer to write Nasty Women, a new female-centric take on Dirty Rotten Scoundrels that will also star Anne Hathaway. So this is pretty exciting. A lot of fans, a lot of the female fan community have been kind of wanting this to happen, especially with the success of Wonder Woman, the success of a lot of female-driven action films that have come out the last couple years. The newest movie from Jennifer Lawrence named Red Sparrow just released a trailer. And if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out, because if you are a Marvel fan and you're a Black Widow fan, you look at this film and it is pretty much an exact ripoff of Black Widow's backstory. It's about a woman who was taken in as a young age, trained to be an assassin in assassin school. She's Russian, you know. It follows all the beats and similarities to a Black Widow movie already. So no one knows if, you know, maybe this is coming down the pipeline and Marvel put two and two together. It's like, well, we could do that. Or the success of Wonder Woman finally happened. It's opened the doors to people wanting to see these types of films. Whatever the case, I am super stoked on this. I mean, Scarlett Johansson has definitely paid her dues to get her own standalone movie. And since she's done the Scarlett Johansson has done the Black Widow role, she's done a few action films where she's been the star of, but none of them have been Black Widow, the action role that got her into that genre. So this is pretty exciting. I'm super stoked to see a Black Widow standalone. What do you guys think? Let me know in the callback button and let's talk about it. Duncan Jones, the director of Moon, Source Code, and Warcraft, is getting ready to release his next highly anticipated film, Mute, which is a passion project the director has been working on for 12 years. He finally released on Twitter when the movie will be being released, and it'll be being released on Netflix next month. This was, again, a reply on Duncan Jones' Twitter account, where someone had asked him, when's the movie coming out? And he simply replied, next month. Shh, I'm not supposed to know yet. The director then went on to kind of add more clarity to the subject, which someone added, wasn't it meant to be released a couple months ago? Not a great sign. Then Duncan Jones replied, waiting on freaking regional subtitles to be finished. All the tech checks on effects are now completed. Now, Mute is, well, first off, if you have not seen any Duncan Jones films, you need to do this immediately. Moon is still one of my favorite films of all time, starring Sam Rockwell, and Source Code is an awesome thinking man's action film starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Warcraft, well, did great in Asia. I saw the film. It was okay. Could have been a lot better. The special effects and the world building were fantastic, but this is definitely Duncan Jones going back to the well, going back to what made him such a hot talent. And this film is kind of his homage to Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, as well as has been quoted as a spiritual sequel to Jones's movie Moon. And the film is going to star Alexander Sarsgaard, Paul Rudd, Justin Theroux, a lot of really great up-and-coming talent. And the film synopsis is this. Set in the near future, Leo, played by Alexander Sarsgaard, is a bartender living in the pulsing city of Berlin. Because of a childhood accident, Leo lost the ability to speak, and the only good thing in his life is his beautiful girlfriend, Nadria. When she vanishes without a trace, Leo's search for her takes him deep into the city's seedy underbelly. A pair of wisecracking American surgeons, Paul Rudd and Justin Theroux, are the only reoccurring clue, and Leo is forced to take on this teeming underworld in order to find his love. Now, Netflix has been doing some pretty bold moves with feature filmmaking. I mean, the last film, Bright, that just came out, which is a big promotion. It starred Will Smith. Big concept from writer Max Landis. And the film was panned by critics, but everyone watched that film. Everyone went to Netflix the moment it was released, checked it out, and, you know, whether you were somebody who thought it was, you know, not very good, it was kind of cheesy, but you liked, again, the world building, you liked the concept. I personally liked it. I thought it was really cool and interesting and different. It was made by the same director as Suicide Squad and Fury, and it had a very Suicide Squad-y taste to it. I personally liked it. I thought it was fun. They've already greenlit a sequel, so you know millions of people must have tuned in to watch that. And this looks like this is going to be their next big release for 2018. And I am stoked. I cannot wait to see this. Again, love Duncan Jones. Love the cast. Alexander Skarsgård just coming off of a Golden Globe win for Pretty Little Lies. This is going to be his next big film, and I am super stoked to watch it. Moore Verbinski, the director of the famed Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, recently dropped out of the Gambit standalone film. This film is going to star Channing Tatum. It has been in development for several years, and Gore Verbinski is now the third, count him, the third director to drop out of Gambit. The previous two were Doug Liman, who's directed Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise, and Rupert Wyatt, who directed the first Planet of the Apes film starring James Franco. Now, no details have really been given as to why the director dropped out. Everyone's just saying it was due to scheduling conflicts and that it was an amicable split. I can see scheduling conflicts happening in that this film has literally been taking 4+ years to get off the ground. Gore Verbinski has a lot of projects he wants to do, and the project just kept dragging and dragging and dragging, and now he's at a point where he just has to move on and go with his other projects. This is weird and interesting because Disney recently bought Fox Studios. Fox Studios owns all of the X-Men franchises, owns all the X-Men movie rights, and who knows if behind the scenes maybe this has something to do with it. Maybe Marvel saw this coming down the line, or sorry, not Marvel, my bad. Disney saw this coming down the line and you said, you know what? We've got other plans. Maybe we're going to kibosh this, or maybe push the release date again. A release date has been set for February 2019. So that's written in stone as far as we know. But Channing Tatum is also an executive producer on this, and it really is his baby. He's been trying to get this off the ground forever, but now it has hit yet another roadblock. Will we ever see a Gambit film? There was a lot of talk about this film last year when they released the supposed budget, which was in the $200 million range, which, if you don't know if that is a ridiculous price, that is a ridiculous price tag. You have $200 million budgets for films like Avengers, for Batman, for Spider-Man. For Gambit? No, 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 no. The reason Deadpool made the most box office money for an R-rated film is because they did that for $70 million and made over $500 million in the box office. So there was a lot of talk about the budget being too extreme, that they were just like shooting for the moon to try to replace Hugh Jackman, who is coming out of being Wolverine, and that this was going to be their new star X-Men, and they're going to make tons of Gambit films and tons of Gambit spinoff films with Rogue, and it was going to lead them into the next century. Well, looks like that ain't happening. A lot of the X-Men films coming from Fox, like New Mutants, Deadpool 2, X-Force, those are all still on the go as far as we know at this point, but Gambit, sorry, Channing, you can't dance your way out of this one. So if you're listening to this, there's a couple of things that I can probably bet on. One, you love comic books. Two, you love film. And three, one of your favorite villains in the Marvel universe is none other than Venom. Venom has been a fucking amazing character for so many years. We've all loved reading his stories. He has had a terrible representation in the films, only had one shot so far in the very widely known horrible film Spider-Man 3, but it looks like he's going to be redeemed because next year Venom will be coming to screens. It's already in production. Ruben Fleischer, who did Zombieland, is directing, and playing Eddie Brock is the oh-so-lovable Tom Hardy. And now, not much has been known about the project. We do know that they are using a couple different sources for the movie's timeline. Lethal Protector, which is a 1993 six-issue miniseries written by David Michelin. They're using that as a piece of source material. They're also using Planet of the Symbiotes, in which Eddie Brock moves to San Francisco and a bunch of symbiotes wind up coming down from space and from other sources, and we don't have just one Venom symbiote running around. We have multiple symbiotes, multiple characters that can do different things, and some are women and some are men, different colors, all this stuff. I actually owned the Planet of the Symbiotes comic book when I was a kid. My brother passed it down to me, and it is actually really, really cool to see all these different versions of symbiotes running around. Anyway, so there has been no official photos or any type of promotion for the film until today, and it was finally released, the first official photo of Venom, and it is Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock, and it is shitty. It is stupid and dumb. It's literally Tom Hardy just in his normal clothes looking off camera holding a book. He's not in costume, he's not wearing a symbiote outfit, he's not standing near Daily Bugle, or he's not, there's no reference to anything Marvel in the photo. It's literally just looks like Tom Hardy looking at something in his normal clothes. This is horrible. I mean, to be fair, they also released this really awesome video of them doing a live stream from San Francisco at some Comic-Con convention from Brazil. And they, you know, Ruben Fleischer's on screen talking about the film, how badass it's going to be. Then Tom Hardy comes on camera, the crowds cheer, and he explains how awesome the film's going to be, how honored he is to play Eddie Brock, and that they're going to make the best film for the fans. And that's pretty cool, but to release an official photo that has nothing going on in it whatsoever is pretty lame. And the film and comic book fan community is very much echoing the same. I mean, if they wanted to just get people hyped, they should just release this video and that's it. I mean, when you go around saying the first official photo of Venom, what do you think you're gonna see? You want to see the suit, or you know, a cool shot of, you know, Eddie fighting someone, or you know, mid transformation or something with the symbiote suit, not a guy in his normal clothes. So I mean, we're all super stoked. This is awesome just because this just means, you know, it's happening. Venom's in production. Tom Hardy is going to be our Eddie Brock. And Sony Studios is producing the film. And they famously own the rights to all the Spider-Man franchises. Not Marvel. Even though we now have Spider-Man a part of the MCU, it was only because Marvel worked out a deal with Sony Pictures and they were able to share the character. And this movie, weirdly enough, they haven't actually said if it's going to be in the same universe as Spider-Man MCU. I mean, we're all suspecting it is, or maybe he's just going to be on the background, you know, Eddie Brock be walking around, and then on a news television, they'll see Spider-Man swinging, or maybe they'll allude that they've met before, maybe they haven't met before, who knows. The storyline that they're taking source material from, they do know each other. Venom and Spider-Man have fought, they've fought for a long time, and Eddie moves to San Francisco as kind of a peace offering, that he's made, doesn't want to be a villain anymore, that he just wants to like live his life and get away from all the bad shit. So, interesting. Super stoked that Venom's coming. Love that Tom Hardy's Eddie Brock. If you haven't seen the photo, you can go online and find it. I would very much recommend you go on YouTube or over to IGN to see the video that they released of them on set doing the live broadcast to the Brazilian Comic Con, because that was what got me really stoked on the project. Go check it out, guys. Let me know what you think. That's all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. That was today's movie news rundown. If you like, please call in, reply to the segments that I've listed, give your opinions on the stories that are up. Go check out the source material for yourself and reply with what you think, your opinions on the news stories of the day. I will be starting my movie review series for Oscar hopefuls, and I'm going to start it with I, Tonya, starring Margot Robbie, and that will kick off the movie review series, and we will do these hopefully every other day, maybe every day for the Oscar hopefuls, since a lot of them are coming out right now, so I'm very stoked to give you guys that, and pretty soon we're going to be reviewing television shows, Netflix recommendations, all this and more. Thank you so much for listening, guys, and put down that remote and go watch a motherfucking movie.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.